81. A rubbery steak.
I can really detect the elation in your facial expression, Bob said. He sneered as he cut his steak with the edge of his knife. He wondered whether the tough meat was actually edible. It seemed to have more elasticity than taste.
I'm in ecstasy, Tom said. The news media is calling the stadium I built a modern edifice. They say that it is energy efficient and that it meets the city's tough new effluent wastewater standards. The mayor awarded me a plaque for being the most effective builder of the year. He is still shocked by the fact that only 9 months have elapsed since we started this project, and now it is finished.
How many builders in this city can effectuate such progress in that short period of time? The answer is none.
There's no need to elaborate, Bob said. I'm well aware that your project was the model of efficiency. I just wish you wouldn't act like such an egoist all the time.
I think you mean egotist, Tom said. If you study my project, it might edify your mind.
That assumes that you're still educable.
Please stop before I eject my lunch on you, Bob said. You make me want to efface your name from that shiny award plaque.
Why are you showing such effrontery? Tom asked. You're my best friend.
Yes, I am, replied Bob. That's why I'm going to advise you not to effuse so much pride. It's just as irritating as this rubbery steak.